Yes.
Did somebody die?
I mean, yeah, what was that? That was kind of cool.
Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com. Welcome to the show. We are coast to coast, nationwide, around the world. Thank you for listening wherever you are. We talk about anything and everything on this show, and if you weren't offended in the first 5 minutes, we'll try harder.
Or you're not listening.
I'm Brian Drake. He's Scott. Across the table, we got Ziggy. How's it going, Zig?
Doing well. It's good coffee.
Oh, okay.
If you are offended in the first 5 minutes, you might be Zelensky.
That's right.
To my right and your left, we got Coach. How's it going, Coach?
I'm good.
Good. Very good.
Well played, by the way, Scott.
Thanks very much.
You know, we live in a world, one of the stories I hope we have time for today, we live in a world where dinosaur erection specialist is a real job.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes,
no.
It is.
Yeah. No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
You know, just like, who's that guy that they have in New York in a cage?
I don't know.
You know, the guy that was doing the sex parties?
Did he?
Yeah, he did.
Yes, he did.
Did he?
But as much as he did... Yeah, no, it isn't.
The only one I can think of is Robert Mapplethorpe.
He just said it.
Did he? It was it was Diddy.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did. And then you said, it's a job, and I said, no, it isn't.
Yeah. it's a fellow who he builds up the dinosaur skeletons, and every now and then he has to position the one particular bone, and it's... Yeah. And that's what he does. Maybe we'll get to that today. He describes the whole thing. We also got Zelensky stuff, Epstein, the big fake out from the government the other day. Israel, our greatest ally, keeps finding ways to block that information. Trump and the Department of Education. We have some new stuff on that, and... Wondering what would, you know, I'm just wondering what would happen if the DOE actually does collapse, but now they're offering payouts to staff members. No doji spending cuts in the current stopgap bill, per House Speaker Johnson, which I think is setting a bad precedent. And got a great women behaving badly today, and high school shop classes coming back because of AI. So a lot of
that's interesting because of AI.
Yeah. Because AI is going to be taking certain jobs, so now we need to get people trained up for the jobs that AI can't do, and high school shop class is apparently the starting point.
And oh, by the way, that used to happen in junior high.
I remember.
Yeah.
I took
shop classes in junior high.
Yeah.
So America's going to be making things again. That'll be nice.
God willing.
Yeah. We always start with a crazy on the way, silly things that happened to us either on the raid of the studio or in the days prior. Anybody got anything?
I do.
Okay.
Okay.
You want to start?
Sure. Okay.
I'm going.
We'll go then.
Sorry, I'm not going fast enough. Oh, as he looks at the clock. That's awesome. That's an awesome addition, by the way.
Yeah.
Good job.
Thank you.
After church, I decided I was going to take some time off and go hang out in my bed and sleep. It was glorious. Laid down, and just as I kind of started drifting off to sleep, I got a bunch of phone calls, and my African friend was at the airport. We've been waiting for him to come back. He's been gone for about a year. And he said, "Where are you, my friend?" I said, "I'm sleeping. What are you doing?" He goes, "I'm at San Francisco International Airport waiting for you." And he hadn't really told me yet, so Victor is back, so...
Nice.
Yeah, wonderful. can't wait to meet him.
Oh, you never met him?
I have not met. I've only seen him on the video calls and last Christmas when he did the reading at church and he was on the video. And so, I've never met him in person.
Yeah. So, wonderful guy.
Yeah. Sounds like it.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
The other week on the way to work, actually Valentine's Day, I was driving to work maybe half a mile from the house and this raccoon, probably the size of a decent sized dog, came waddling across the street. You know, not walking. He was a fat pudgy dude, and I was like, "Uh oh, here we go." So, you know, I plowed right over him.
Oh no!
Figured, okay, that was a nice speed bump. Kept going. Start hearing a noise. I'm like, "Ooh, that's not good."
And he broke your car,
right? And I make the turn, noise gets louder. I'm like, ooh, that's not good at all. Pull over, check out the damage. And part of my air intake, before the filter, like I lift up the bumper's all loose. So I pull it up and this thing just plops out.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's not good. Guess I'm going home for the day.
The intake or the raccoon plopped out?
The intake.
Okay.
The intake, not the raccoon. The raccoon was on the side of the road.
Did you try to avoid
days.
It?
No, not at all.
Oh, damn.
There was no time?
There was no time. There was him or me. I was like, sorry, buddy.
Yeah. I'm not a raccoon fan. So
go to meet your maker.
Right? But thank God for insurance. I got a new bumper. The car detailed, and I got to cruise around in a new Jeep Grand Cherokee for a couple of days.
Well, worked out for you.
That's pretty awesome. Let's
find some more raccoons.
Right? Scott, how about you?
Oh, I have had the flu, and I don't know. I'm not a flu. What's the flu shot thing? I just have never been that guy.
Yeah, me either.
And I'm starting to rethink it because it's been a week, and I've been all over the map, man. Barfing, migraines, congested, just a mess.
Well, it's a normal Saturday for you.
Yeah.
Jeez Louise, come on.
Or a normal Sunday night. It was weird. I had one day where I couldn't sleep at all. They had another day where I slept 12 hours straight. I'm setting my phone down, can't even remember where it is. I lost track of my phone for like a day and a half, which was kind of glorious.
Right.
But I found this flu drink when I was doom scrolling and had garlic and ginger and cayenne pepper and beets and all kinds of stuff. So I made a big old batch of this stuff and I've been slamming it every morning. It kind of works.
That you read on the Instagram?
Yeah, I got it off the internet because everything there is true. Everything on the internet is true.
Right.
But the barfing's over, so I don't know. I'm hoping that there's a light at the end of the tunnel. But I'm going to breathe on all three of you before I leave today.
Yeah, that's okay.
You know, you were talking about the flu, because I get it, especially because of coaching, right? So you got these little Petri dishes that run around you all day. And you know.
Well, that, and you're much older.
Let's let the crickets.
Shots fired.
Let's let the crickets have that for a minute. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, but I get it every year. And we were all together when you guys allegedly got the flu. I get it every, and I didn't get it this year.
Yet. You've yet to get it.
I've yet to get it.
Okay.
But I do a lot of vitamin D too.
All right. Well,
why?
Come here and give me a kiss. Where is that? We sit as far across the table from any of the four of us, Coach.
Why are you gay?
You might be safe.
I might be.
Might be.
But I was with you the other in breakfast, and I didn't get it. So,
no. Yeah. I hope. Seriously, all joking aside, I hope you don't get it because it was pretty bad.
Yeah.
I had COVID back in, I don't know, 21 or whatever it was, and it was like 9 days of it was rough. But this was worse. And now they're saying flu has killed more this year than COVID. So
I don't know.
Flu got angry. They said, you can't take my title.
I guess so.
Right? I want my title back.
Yeah. Well, last week, it was last week where Zelensky and Trump had a meeting in the White House. And it didn't go well. Did you guys see the videos of that and their little argument and
clips?
Yeah,
I saw a little bit of it.
You're talking about.
I got some questions about it, but we'll get to that.
Mm-hmm.
I thought we're not getting to that now.
Well, no, we'll get to part of it right now.
I want to cover some of the content before I do my commentary.
Yeah. Well, it turns out before that meeting, Democrats had their own meeting with Zelensky. From the New York Post, a common criticism of Volodymyr Zelensky's disastrous Friday performance in the Oval Office is that he failed to read the room. Turns out he actually did, but he was in the wrong room. Before meeting President Trump, Zelensky met with anti-Trump Democrats who advised him to reject the terms of the mineral deal the president was offering, according to Senator Chris Murphy. Murphy says, just finished a meeting with President Zelensky here in Washington. He confirmed that the Ukrainian people will not support a fake peace agreement where Putin gets everything he wants and there are no security arrangements for Ukraine. He attacked.
Was that Zelensky speaking there?
No, that was Senator Murphy. So, yeah, so Democrats had a meeting with Zelensky before he met with Trump, and they just encouraged him to have a little bit of an attitude. So Mr. 5 foot three and an attitude got into a fight with Mr. Trump and Mr. Vance, and we all know how that turned out.
I think I thought JD just annihilated him. Mm-hmm. And you know, one of the great, even you look at, we talked about JD's speech in Germany,
right?
Which I don't know what the meeting was about, but where he really dressed everybody down, but he does it in a really
eloquent way.
Mm-hmm. Right? And I thought he did that with Zelensky. But, you know, I think there's certain things that we should be talking about with Zelensky. He's no longer the president. His term ran out.
Right, but he froze elections or something like that?
Yeah, because they're in a war.
Right.
No one else does that.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else has their elections, whether there's a war or not. He's a dictator. 100%. Sure. He's not a hasn't been voted in, never was. As far as I'm concerned, he's somebody that we put in that office. We helped orchestrate the coup in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he is, and the Dems and all the lefties are like, he's this great guy. He is a filthy human being. He really is.
Yeah.
So you guys are close.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, everybody wants to talk about Putin, and, you know, he's doing genocide against the Russian people in Ukrainian. I didn't realize there was such a separation between Russians and Ukrainians, and there really is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, burning churches and burning books, and he's a filthy individual.
Yeah. And after the meeting where the proposed deal was tanked, now Zelensky is out saying he's still ready to sign. He's ready to sign the U.S.-Ukraine minerals deal after leaving the White House. And he said in response to the BBC, despite the meeting, he's ready to have a constructive dialogue, and he just wants the Ukrainian position to be heard. So after that argument where he was told, no, get out of here, you're on your own, now he's like, oh, wait, I still want to talk. And it's like, no, you burned your bridge here.
How about we have an election?
Yeah.
Isn't this terrible negotiation? Because you say no to the deal and then say you want to come back to the table, and now the deal will be worse.
It should be.
Trump's not going to let him get away with it.
Trump, that's kind of one of his MOs, right? Mm-hmm, it's like, well, I offered the deal. You didn't take it. So here's the new deal.
Yeah, I was going to give you A. Now you get B.
Yeah.
Yeah, door number two. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Or you get nothing.
Well, but I mean, as I understand it, the mineral deal has to do with paying back the billions that we've already given them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's not even really talking about moving forward what we're going to give them. And while we have him sign that deal, the negotiations are going to go on anyway. But it's my understanding that all the meager amounts that the Europeans gave them was guaranteed payback.
Mm.
They were going to get their money back.
Uh-huh.
We never
made
our
that.
Lovely Sleepy Joe never negotiated that with them for us.
Mm.
So it was a gift.
Interesting.
Trump's changing that.
Yeah, and what little good it's done them. I mean, if all you can do is fight to a stalemate, then what more, you know, how much money do you need to win?
That's not the point. If we hadn't supported them, this would have been over
long ago. Yeah, Russia would have steamrolled, and that's probably what should have happened.
And I mean, you know, again, if you really study the whole NATO thing, and I don't know who it goes back to, but it goes way back.
It goes back to the 90s.
No, before that. I'm talking about World War II stuff.
Oh, that. Okay.
Where
okay.
we promised, I don't know if Eisenhower, who was it back then, promised that NATO would not take one more step.
Well, that was in the 90s with Bush. It was pre-Clinton.
Yeah, I think it was.
Was it 93, I think?
No, well, no. Clinton started moving NATO. Well, not, I shouldn't say it was his directly, but under Clinton, NATO started moving east toward Russia, and Russia was like, hey, what are you guys doing? You promised not to do this.
But I think that promise was made way back.
Okay, okay.
The initial promise was made after World War II that NATO would not push towards mm-hmm. Not one more step.
Right.
And then we keep
I think I remember Clinton's press conference for that.
What did he say?
He said something like, I did not have sexual relations with that country.
Whether or not you have the dress.
Let's get back to it after the break.
Oh, it's time?
It's time.
It is time.
Yeah.
No, I mean, who's not watching the clock this morning?
We actually, the three of us, it's behind you.
It's behind me. Yeah, I know.
We all do that.
I'm watching the recording clock. All right. Back after this. Apparently, the clock on the TV is that of a roller coaster that I can't see. All right.
Yeah, Drake that's all bad.
Yeah, Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach back with you on Radioslot.com. Any further thoughts on Ukraine before we switch to another topic?
Well, I don't understand how you go to someone else's country and you meet their president or king or whatever it is. You walk into their country, their office with their people, and you are that disrespectful.
And he couldn't even dress nicely. He's still wearing his military outfit, and it's like, dude, put a suit on.
Yeah,
you know, hold on. If you're gonna go there, did you hear what the reporter said to him?
That, yes. Are you ever gonna dress up? So, well, maybe I'll get a suit that's cheaper than yours or something like
no,
that.
No, was, no,
what,
no,
what,
no.
What did you hear? That.
So
what?
The guy said, it was probably a little bit douchey, but he says. He goes, how come you don't wear a suit? And he literally wears like Nike track suits kind of thing.
Yeah, it's a slab thing. I don't get it.
So it is a suit.
I guess so.
Yeah, it's a track suit.
But the guy said, why don't you wear a suit? And he goes, yeah, after the war, I'll wear your costume. That's what he said.
Wow.
But my costume will be more expensive than yours.
Oh, gosh.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it's just classless. I was thinking, where's Dad?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, no, Dad was in the room.
No.
And Dad slapped him down. It was Dad and the uncle. So it was like, hey, the grown-ups are talking. Stop.
Yeah. I don't know. You got to show some decorum, some statesmanship when you walk in a meeting like that, regardless of how desperate your position is, especially when you're coming in asking for help.
But did you see the response from the Dems and the left? It was just like, they're talking about how disrespectful Trump was, and I don't think he was. I don't think that was old Trump. I think that was, and he kept saying to him, you don't have any cards. And guess what? You don't have any cards.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, wasn't it the ultimate respect to invite him and take the meeting?
At all?
At all.
Yeah.
That you get some of the president's time. I mean, I'd say this, it wouldn't matter who the president is. We were still with the Dementia Joe. And he got a meeting with him.
You had to slip that one in.
Yeah, I had to because Sleepy doesn't cover it.
Yeah.
There is a great meme. Speaking of his comment, you don't have the cards. Somebody did a meme where they photoshopped Trump and Zelensky playing Uno. And Trump has one Uno card and Zelensky's got a handful of them. And Trump's saying, you don't have the cards right now. It's
yeah.
It's very funny. You should look it up.
Yeah whatever.
So let's talk about the Epstein list that was supposed to all the new information that was supposed to come out last week and what did come out.
Yes, he did.
Was
Oh wait, different guy.
Different guy.
No, but yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
No, but what came out instead after a lot of fanfare from Attorney General Pam Bondi was a lot of information that was redacted or previously available over the last couple of years. It was nothing new. Yet they made a big production out of it, and it turns out to be just a fart in the wind. And there are a lot of people that don't want this information to come out, and they are working very hard to make sure it doesn't come out. My question is, are we ever going to see it?
Well, did you hear, like, the backlash, what's going on right now?
No, go ahead.
So Bondi has gone to Patel,
mm-hmm.
and it's like, and this is definitely being held back,
mm-hmm.
this information. It's there. Right, and it's just...
So the list exists.
It does.
Okay.
But they're... and it's really CIA is not allowing it, and they redact a bunch of stuff.
Is it CIA or is it Mossad?
Whatever.
It's Mossad.
Mossad or whatever. It's Israel.
Mossad.
Boy, if that wasn't America, there.
Might as well wear a tracksuit if you're going to say it that way.
or a NASCAR hat or something.
No, I just know our greatest ally might be responsible for this whole thing, and they're finding ways to block it. And Bondi is like, well, I was hoodwinked too, and it's like, well, wait a minute.
You mentioned that in the teaser at the beginning. What does Israel have to do with
the story? Is that Epstein was he was an Israeli agent, and that all of this blackmail
new to me. I haven't heard that.
Go down the rabbit hole.
Okay, I haven't.
Is that just a play on the last name because it sounds Jewish?
No,
he probably is.
Epstein.
It's a run. It's
that's a Jewish name.
I know. It is a backstory that's gained a lot of traction recently, and from Bongino to Matt Gaetz, they dance around it. They don't say Israel out loud, but they dance around and hint and do all these things.
For me, I don't even think about that because it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Because for me, that list, it's those powerful people on that list.
Yeah.
Is why it's not coming out.
Yeah. And it's not just that. I think there's a lot of people that
and
knew,
there's probably a lot of lefties on that list.
And a lot of
righties.
And a lot of powerful people in general that are associated or knew of it, never said anything, and a lot of questions are going to come out. It's like, how come you knew and didn't talk? And
isn't that one of the things Trump said he was going to release?
Yeah. And now there's...
So he hasn't really chimed in yet. On this.
No, well, he's kind of had his hands full.
Yeah, he has. But I mean, my point is now Bondi and Cash Patel are going at it because he's FBI, right?
Yeah, FBI director.
And supposedly they have the documents.
They have the documents, the video evidence, all
kinds
of stuff.
There's a little bit of a clash going on, which is good, right? This is, you know, that's what should happen.
You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free.
Well, you got to know it first.
I mean, that's kind of what we voted for, right?
Yeah. No, not kind of.
I don't
of,
say we, as in me. I mean, the country voted to...
More than half the country said...
Let's have more transparency.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that was the whole thing. That was one of their platforms. Trump's platforms was transparency in government. That's what Doge is about. That's
it's
what all
Scott's third T today, transparency.
Let's go.
Nice. Well, we'll see what happens, I guess, but it is very frustrating. Let's go to the Department of Education. Education Department offers $25,000 for staffers to quit. The email went out Friday, and they have to quit by tonight, Monday night. And a department official confirmed the email, which warned of significant layoffs in the near future. And this
we're talking about bureaucrats that work for the Department,
Of Education.
Not teachers.
Right. They're... Jacqueline Clay, the chief human capital officer, says that this is a one-time offer in advance of a very significant reduction in force of the U.S. Department of Education. The department did not answer when asked how many staffers have accepted the offer so far. So is the DOE the next target for the chopping block? And if so, is that a big deal?
I mean, I think we need to look at the bigger picture here. I'm actually doing a study in my own business right now of contractors who do X amount of revenue per year divided by the number of people they employ. And we come up with this kind of efficiency coefficient about revenue versus people. And it's amazing how lopsided it is.
Mm.
Some people, you know, they do $10 million a year with five people. And other guys do $10 million with 18 people, right? And it's really an efficiency thing. It's kind of amazing. And how much to your bottom line and all this. Yeah, if we're, and I think every department in this country is so fat. It's just, we're throwing, that's one of the places, one of the biggest places, and we're throwing money away, period.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Now, Scott, I know you have... people either in your family or in your circle that are teachers or work in education, what do they think of the DOE and it possibly going away or facing significant cuts? I mean, are they, is it going to affect them at all or not?
Well, that's a great question. And more importantly, I have friends and family member and acquaintances that live in the United States of America. And how much do we need the government monitoring states? I mean, this is... very much, it kind of mirrors the abortion issue. It's like, we're not going to do away with abortion. We're just going to put it back to the states. Well, why not let states manage what they do? Why does D.C. need to tell New Mexico what they can and cannot do with education? We've taken competition out of the mix, And I think for our state in California, I would love it if California got to decide how California did education, and let's have all the states now compete to do better education. I think part of the problem with education is it's being managed by DC, and so the states don't have to think. They just follow orders. It's a bunch of lemmings, it seems sure. like. So some people are very excited about it, and some people think it's the end of the universe. I would like to see less federal control of state issues. And I guess I think education is more of a state issue.
See, we need to do more research prior to these, because I would love to have at my fingertips right now, probably could find it, but it would take too long, where we are in the world educationally.
Wow, not so good.
Well, no, but I'm talking about over the period of the last 50 years, what that line looks like. Right?
Yeah, it would be nice to see. But we are up on a break, so more to come. Let's.
We'll have an answer for that after the break, actually. Okay. How are we doing educationally compared to the world?
Okay. We'll be right back. Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com. Did we find an answer to where the United States is in the world in regards to education, Coach? Or are you still looking?
Still looking.
All right. Scott, you had something else to add to it?
Yeah, I think my answer can best be explained by one of the other stories that we have. Where's this dinosaur story coming out of? Texas?
The
Cowboy State?
The dinosaur story. Let's... one moment, let me call it up.
Oh, British Columbia.
Yeah, so, yeah. It's, okay, so does that answer your question, British Columbia?
No, it said something about the Cowboy State.
Oh, I can't find it right now. I mean, I found the story, but...
Isn't Cowboy State Wyoming? The Wyoming Cowboys?
Could be.
I was thinking Wyoming or Texas. Anyways.
I don't think it's Texas, but...
I mean, if we're studying... dinosaur erections?
Well, no, this is, we're not, no, this is
how
just,
smart can we be?
No, this is just, it's just a story about a guy who has to assemble the skeletons, and every now and then he has to assemble the other part. And it's,
are you backtracking on erections here? What's going on?
No, it's just,
it sounds like you are.
It's a guy who spends his day playing with dinosaur bones, and every now and then he plays with the dinosaur boner. It's just, No, I thought it would be a fun little aside to mention. I didn't intend to be part of a serious discussion. You know, it doesn't sound like it's all that complicated. You know, and he probably gets paid quite a bit of money to make sure he puts things in the right place.
I think it's obvious. We have so many brilliant people from all over the world in other countries. There's no way we should be thinking that somehow we're doing the best in education.
Yeah.
Because we got a lot of dumb people.
Yeah,
which we really do. I see him on the road.
Why are you looking at Drake when you say that?
Well, no, I'm just saying, when you say that, wait till we get to women behaving badly today. That's a dumb one for sure.
I mean, what we're charging for education in colleges. I mean,
versus what we're getting as a result. Yeah,
our reading levels for most demographics are pretty low.
And we can't teach math properly because it's racist. You know?
We got people working for the government who can't even name five things they did last week.
Oh my gosh. And then they go on TV and complain about it. Yeah. Well,
how am I supposed to name five things?
It's like, okay, you're out.
Yeah, I'm not super impressed with the DOE and do we actually need it? Mm-hmm. How much would we save? I mean,
I don't know.
Waste and spending on things that could be handled by the states should be handled by the states.
I mean, we keep having this discussion. You know, we talked last week about my Cybertruck getting vandalized, and it's a real thing.
Yeah,
it's insane.
And you know, people are just the narrative is out. You know, it's still working, by the way. The left narrative about, you know, whether or not Elon has power and all this stuff. It's just, how can you look at that and not say, if I can do this job with two people instead of 100 people, you know, yeah, it's the government, it's $600 toilet seats.
Mm-hmm.
It's $900 hammers. And we've always operated that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I remember being a kid, my dad talking about that stuff.
Right.
It's like, yeah, we're not efficient. We never have been.
Well, one thing that concerns me about these doji cuts is something that House Speaker Mike Johnson said Sunday. They're trying to pass a stopgap bill to keep the government from shutting down, and he doesn't want any of the spending cuts to be included in this bill. During a series of television appearances, Johnson dispelled the notion that cuts identified by Musk and his Department of Government Efficiency, which Democrats oppose, could be included in the continuing resolution set to avert a government shutdown. Current funding expires on March 14th. To me, I don't like this because it's like if they're going to start out saying we're not going to include the cuts right now, then they can keep saying we're not going to include the cuts in the future.
Mm-hmm.
So they're kind of setting up the excuse to keep spending the way it is right now. Yeah. If this passes, the current level of spending we're at, including all the waste and stuff, that continues until September.
Yeah, let's just keep throwing money away.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
Are we going to continue to fund that one budget line item that was $4.7 trillion that they couldn't track most any of it?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Well, then what's the point of it? I mean,
I don't, yeah. You know, when I hear stuff like that, I think that money is what goes to the CIA for them to knock over governments and stuff. And those $900 toilet seats, same thing. That was all funding special ops. It's just a pet theory of mine, but it's like, you know, Where else would that extra money go, aside from stuff that is all the illegal, all the illegal ops, or unless it's in other people's pockets? Of
there you
course.
Go, pockets.
But no, it was Richard Marcinko's autobiography.
And hold on a second,
he mentioned
that, you know, some of the pockets are just the people that have those jobs.
Yeah,
that job shouldn't exist. It's in their pockets.
Right,
that's where it is.
Yeah, yeah.
That's where my money is. Right. Your money is.
Right, but it was Richard Marcinko who led SEAL Team 6 for a while. He wrote a book where he talked about the $900 toilet seat and all that extra money going to fund special operations and black ops and all that other illegal stuff.
That's a different thing altogether. We're talking about unnecessary jobs where, you know, you got 10 guys that doing the job that one guy could do. So they have a cushy little job that they, you know, I mean, hell, they just had to go back to work here recently. Yeah. They were working from home.
And
maybe.
Yeah, maybe. and all the
okay, so I got a question then. So if they're going to start cutting a bunch of DOE, and you work for the DOE right now, and you know these cuts are coming, and they offer you a $25,000 payout, you taking it?
Yeah, I would take it.
I'm moving on.
Yeah, I'd take it. Go find
what about the previous cuts that everybody freaked out about? That was across a bunch of departments, right?
Yes, several departments, several agencies.
I mean, I thought that was kind of more all encompassing, but I guess not, because now they're going department by department.
Yeah.
Again, we should be going department by department. That's what this group campaigned on. Efficiency.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Great. Let's do it. Let's be efficient.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Yeah. Do it.
Let's talk about Shop Class and how it's kind of coming back. In America's most surprising cutting-edge classes, students are pursuing hands-on work with wood, metals, and machinery, getting a jump on lucrative old-school careers. School districts around the U.S. are spending tens of millions of dollars to expand and revamp high school shop classes. They're betting on the future of manual skills overlooked in the digital age, offering vocational education classes that school officials say give students a broader view of career prospects with or without college. With higher education costs soaring and white-collar workers under threat by AI, the timing couldn't be better. This is a good thing, right?
I mean, we've been talking about this for years.
Yeah.
It's a little bit cyclical, right? We I kind of make it like throwing the baby out with the bathwater, right? So all of a sudden, everybody wanted to do something in tech. They wanted to design video games or write code or doing all this stuff. And I'm in construction, and hiring people in the construction industry is a nightmare right now. You just can't, people, you know, they want to work 6 hours, get paid for eight, and that's just, and no one is pushing trade schools or So we've all been wondering, once, you know, all those gray beards are gone, who the hell's going to build? Who's going to build America?
Yeah, the only person that has been advocating for trades would be Mike Rowe, and very, very actively, by the way.
But I'm talking the last 10, 15 years.
Exactly. I never heard a word about it when I was growing up. I certainly would have... it would have been a better option for me than the direction I went. But, yeah, it was college and yada, yada, yada.
And oh, by the way, the trades pay really well right now.
Nobody ever talked about that. Yeah, it's – I mean that –
Well, and you're doing physical labor. You can drop your gym membership because you're getting all your energy, all your exercise.
Yeah, there's a lot of fat plumbers, too, you know.
I'm just saying, it hasn't been talked about for a long time.
Never bash the plumbers.
You know what?
Yeah, the plumbers are the chefs.
Hopefully you don't need a plumber anytime soon.
Or the welders.
They're going to go, that's that address. No one go there. Let that place fill up with water or whatever.
Now, if you're a plumber out there, know that we love you from the deepest parts of our heart.
No, three of us love you.
No, I didn't say Drake.
Thinks plumbers are fat.
I said there were a lot of fat plumbers. I didn't say plumbers were bad. It's just
fat. You said fat.
Have you seen a fat welder? I mean, you know.
I have, actually.
Well, okay.
That's neither here nor there.
Okay.
Well, and welding's another one of those things where if you know how to weld well, you are worth your weight in gold, and people will pay top dollar for that.
You are going to make incredible money.
Crazy money. Yeah. And the disparity between level of welding skill, like a guy who does a bad weld is astronomically different than a guy who does a perfect weld, like a really good weld.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And guys, so many people couldn't even recognize it. Because it's the trades and working with your hands, making things has become so rare that we don't even know what we're looking at anymore. Mm-hmm. And then you got to go find somebody who knows what they're looking at to even tell you if your welder did a good job or your plumber.
But we were talking about this quite a bit. Actually, we talked about this in church. Just the change in culture and the fact that it used to be that you learned all of that stuff. You learned some carpentry skills, some welding skills, some automotive skills, all of these things from your father.
Where's dad? I learned all this stuff from my dad, right? My dad always...
All of it.
Oh, yeah. He always said this. He said, anybody can manage something or make decisions, but if you can make something, you will always have a job.
Yeah.
We worked on our cars. We did, you know, change in oil. All of it.
Oh, yeah.
And that's not done anymore. It's just not.
Oh,
and
no, we're a mess right now. My son, when he graduated with a 5-year dual major engineering degree, he got an interview. He made it through all three levels or whatever. And then they said, there's only one more thing that you got to do. He's like, what's that? Well, you got to come in for a physical test.
Change the oil in your car.
And he's like, what do you mean? They literally brought him in and wanted to make sure he knew how to use a screwdriver, a drill, a hammer, all these different things.
Like, oh, wow.
Could he actually manipulate tools?
Which job was this, really?
Oh, wow. Yeah, the one he's in now.
I love that.
Oh, yeah. No, and he called me. He's like, is this like really a thing? I said, it didn't used to be, but it is now. And luckily, I showed you how to do all that stuff, so you'll be fine.
Yeah. No, seriously, that's legit.
Yeah.
No, he walked in, he nailed it, and now he's got a job. And too bad more Americans don't understand that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we were also talking about the shop classes. You said they're coming back to high school. Mm-hmm. We had them in junior high.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was a thing. And then you had them in high school. And there was an auto shop in high school. And there was all of that.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Take a teenager or even a 20-something-year-old, pop the hood and ask him to point at something and name it.
Yeah, I know. I remember the shop teacher at my junior high was this 5-foot-tall old Marine gunnery sergeant, was just crusty and ragger, ragger, you know.
Did he have all his fingers?
He did, yeah.
Mine didn't.
Always had the apron on that was stained with oils and all this stuff, and you didn't mess around with him, and he was sharp. I liked him a lot.
Yeah, I had a boss. I had a boss that I worked for one time, and I was telling him that I'd get my truck fixed. He's like, oh, okay, well, come see me when you get in. So I get in, and they had fixed the truck, and they took out a part. I forget which one it was, and they threw the bad one, the old one, in the back of the truck to prove that it was legitimate.
They always give the old part.
And my boss comes out. He meets me in the parking lot, and he looks in the back of the truck, and he's like, what's that? I said, well, that's the part that got replaced. He's like, That goes under the hood, right? And he was joking, like, he didn't know what he was looking at. And he never would know what he's looking at. And I was just scratching my head thinking, how am I working for him? He should be working for me.
Yeah, I get it. Boy.
But hopefully we're making a resurgence back to that. I mean, again, used to be the country, right? We made everything.
Yeah.
We were the leading people in the world at making stuff, and we don't make anything anymore.
Well,
you run into a good blue-collar guy. Like the other day, I dealt with a plumber. Him and his assistant, these two plumbers come in, and they're walking me through the issue that we were having. And listening to this guy talk, I could just tell he knew exactly what he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And very technical, very skilled, very smart. And I thought, we need more of this guy.
Yep.
But
he was a plumber, so we love them, okay?
I'm not sending him to you
because you'll abuse him.
But was he overweight? That's the thing.
No.
Okay.
That's Brian Drake, D-R-A-K-E.
You know, just one more thing about making stuff in America here, that this came out today, that the next generation Honda Civic will be built in Indiana instead of Mexico.
Let's go.
Because of Trump's tariffs.
Let's go.
So they're bringing production back here. So, yeah. We are up on a break.
We're bringing Hondas back.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, okay, it is a Honda, but whatever. Right. As long as we're building it. What?
That's right. We'll be right back.
American made.
Drake and Scott with Ziggy and Coach on Radioslot.com. Back with you in our final segment. We got all of our individual things to do. Scott, you want to start with yours?
Well, before I do our post game report, I just want to know, Brian, can I track you on GPS?
Absolutely not.
No?
No.
Coach?
Yeah, I don't care.
You don't care?
I don't care.
Okay. I
don't go anywhere that's that interesting, so it's, you know.
No, it's funny. There's this article out of the Wall Street Journal that couples are breaking up if one of them refuses to share GPS location with their significant other. And that just cracks me up. It's like, wait, I thought you were supposed to be in a relationship together. Why are you trying to hide something? Post-game report today brought to you by Scott's Third Tee, transparency. And I'll just say this, and I hope we could get.
Would you do that with your wife?
Would you do that with your wife? Third tee. Would I do it that with my? No. Understand this. My wife and I, we share an Apple ID, which means we get to see everything of each other's. We know where each other are at all times. No one should ever expect that they send something to me that she doesn't get to see. She gets to look at my browser, all that kind of stuff, because I realize I'm not hiding anything.
There you go.
And my dad taught me this lesson when I was a young boy. He said, Scotty, I'm going to teach you the greatest secret of all time. I'm going to show you how you can never get caught cheating.
Don't.
I was like, what? Dad, and I had this scary thought about my dad for a split second. It's like, don't cheat. I was like, oh, you're being funny. But, you know, really, I read in this ancient book of wisdom that the two are supposed to become one. And that makes sense to me. I mean, if you're going to be in a relationship, then be in the relationship and share everything. Don't hide anything. Build the relationship. Not hold this. I don't even understand when couples have separate bank accounts. Like, what are you doing? Let's share. Can't we all just get along? I can't believe I just quoted that.
But. Yeah. Yeah, I can't believe you did either.
So, anyways,
I can believe it.
Share your GPS with your spouse, you moron. Okay. If you're confused about it, ask your dad. In fact, my dad and I track each other, too, this day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, let's do this week's Women Behaving Badly. We're going to Charlotte, North Carolina, where a woman was arrested after locking her boyfriend inside a storage unit for 4 days. On February 24th, the Monroe Police Department responded to Cooper Storage after a man called 911 saying his girlfriend double-locked him inside. After rescuing the victim from the storage unit, the victim described his girlfriend, 52-year-old Robin Renee Deaton, that they had an argument, and she slammed the door shut, locked him in, and said, "This is what you get." The victim reported he could not find his phone initially because the storage unit was described as a, quote, hoarder's paradise. Ms. Deaton was arrested. She is being charged with attempted murder and kidnapping. So, Robin Renee Deaton of North Carolina, you are this week's winner of the Women Behaving Badly Award.
I bet they weren't sharing GPS
they
either.
They probably weren't. Well, she knew where he was, because she locked him in there.
She didn't need that.
They couldn't find him, though. His GPS wasn't on her phone.
That's right. Ziggy's Riffs. We haven't had this recently because you've been gone.
Well, I've been working on writing a book.
Oh, okay.
Actually.
Okay.
I was inspired by somebody.
We also was fixing his car because he had that coon in it.
Yeah. Right?
So, okay, you've been
the great white coon hunter?
Yeah, so I just written a book about falling down a staircase. It's a step-by-step guide.
Okay.
Okay.
Coach's Corner.
Brought to you today by Eleanor Roosevelt. Great minds discuss ideas. Average minds discuss events. Small minds discuss people.
What does that make us? All the above?
Kind of. I think it's ideas. I think that's what we're talking about
here. Yeah, for sure.
Ideals.
I don't know. I talk about my dad a lot, and that's a people. So,
I guess we cover the whole gamut. I guess.
Right? Yeah. I'm small.
All right. Well, thanks for listening.
My dad's driving on a road in Washington right now, by the way.
Oh,
I just looked him up.
All right.
What's the name of the road?
Chime Garden Road.
All right. Well, thanks for listening. That's our show for this week. Stay curious, don't get zucked, and Mary, throw your hat in the air.
Meow.